Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Want to try a free sample of berry pie?
Oh, yeah, I do. Wait, will this send me spiraling out of my routine?
Time to consult the online experts.
Hi, Felicia here with 1 million followers. That bite will destroy your metabolism.
Is it really that bad? I had protein this morning. Ugh, but it looks so good.
Only eat after walking 10,000 steps.
Pie is only 2 steps from here. Am I overthinking again? Oh, the kids would really love this.
Insulin sensitivity.
Are we
Stop it.
They don't know your body. Only you do. Signos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. No fads, no fear, just your signal. Get $10 off select plans at Signos.com. That's SIGNOS.com with code SPARK. Signos.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back, Fantasy Sports Nick here on Sports Grid. We've got hour 2 of our 2-hour show starting here now, the 1 o'clock Eastern hour, lunchtime for a lot of you. As a reminder, if you are watching our show, you can also catch any of what you missed on demand anywhere you listen to podcasts, whether it's iTunes or Google Play, Stitcher. You can download Fantasy Sports Today immediately after the show is over and catch us every day, also throughout the fantasy football season, which of course is coming soon. So make sure you figure out a way that you can listen to us, and please rate, like, and subscribe to our show on YouTube and also on our podcast as well. Let's get to our headlines here as we begin the show. 26th of July, 2021. Baseball is going to be a really, really fun and big story this week with all the trades that are going to be happening. And maybe one of them is Byron Buxton of the Minnesota Twins. It was reported by The Athletic over the weekend that the Twins and Buxton broke off contract talks. He's got one more year left on his deal. Of course, he is still injured, probably not going to be back for a few more weeks, but a very compelling player in both reality and fantasy. Speaking of which, Davis is finally getting Eloy Jimenez back on his fantasy team as if he ever really had him. He's missed the whole year. He's coming back today for the Chicago White Sox. Shohei Ohtani is on the mound for the Angels, so always must-see television and must-watch for sure. Looking forward to catching that tonight. And a lot of news in the NFL. We got Deshaun Watson reporting back to camp with a possibility of being traded. You heard Chris there in the update of maybe Aaron Rodgers plays. There was some report over the weekend that was saying he was going to retire. That's what I thought I heard this weekend, but I guess not. And also the Vikings have signed wide receiver Dede Westbrook, who I guess, Davis, at this point now in the last round of the Razz Bowl can be drafted. Maybe before the last round, but that's kind of where I see it. So anything on your mind today of all the things that we just discussed? Take it away.
Yeah, well, as we were on break there, Ian Rapoport of the NFL Network just tweeted this. Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers has indicated to people close to him that he does plan to play for Green Bay this season. Sources say that is the expectation. Many factors at play, but GM Brian Guttenkoy says he is hopeful for a positive outcome. There is a glimmer of optimism. This has been what I've been saying on the show for a long time. After the Denver Broncos chose to select a cornerback instead of Justin Fields with the 9th overall pick in the NFL draft, I think that kind of coffined their chances of trading for Aaron Rodgers. So I do think that Aaron Rodgers is going to play for Green Bay this year. And that is the first time anyone has been willing to put their name to a report that Aaron Rodgers is going to be playing for the Green Bay Packers this year. So that is, I think, notable.
Yeah, and we got the Hall of Fame game coming up pretty soon in the NFL. I guess we can spend 30 seconds here on D.D. Westbrook. I know 2 years ago, Davis, Westbrook on Jacksonville was thought of to maybe be a wide receiver three in fantasy. Of course, that has not panned out. Why did it take him so long to sign? I didn't even realize he was still a free agent out there.
So he is the bad combination of a guy who was injured, has been battling off injuries. I think he, I don't remember if it was an Achilles or an ACL that he ended up injuring the last season. But then also on top of that, you have to add in, he's not everything that you hear about him from locker rooms is not good, that he's kind of like a distraction, kind of a knucklehead. I mean, do I know D.D. Westbrook? I do not. All of these things could not be true, but that is what people say about him. But I actually really love D.D. Westbrook when he played for the Jaguars. Have him on a bunch of my dynasty teams. Not anymore since he's injured and hasn't played. But a guy won a freaking Biletnikoff Award, Craig. I mean, he was so good at Oklahoma. So I think he's better than someone like Olabisi Johnson or Chad Beebe, who would have been the third wide receiver for the Minnesota Vikings had they not made this signing.
All right. So before we shift over to some take them or leave them, the eighth pick in our Razz Bowl draft is currently on the board, and then I pick ninth. So Davis, with the first seven picks off the board, we have Cook, McCaffrey, Kamara, Kelsey, Henry, Tyreek Hill, and Stephon Diggs. Who do you suppose this owner is drafting eighth? And then who will I be left with? What choice will I have with the ninth pick?
I feel like you probably are going to be looking at a wide receiver. Like, I feel like that's the most likely thing. Like, I feel like probably this guy is going to take Barkley or Elliott. I mean, if he takes anyone other than Ezekiel Elliott, I think that is who you should take. But Davante Adams, you know, with this report that it seems like Aaron Rodgers is coming back, I think we would have to feel pretty good about Davante Adams. So I feel like the guys that you are here ready to take at nine should either be Davante Adams or Ezekiel Elliott. I mean, this is a big discount on Ezekiel Elliott compared to where he's been going in other high stakes drafts. On the FFPC, which is a different draft software, I did a draft last night where he went second overall. So this is definitely a discount on him.
Okay, so I'll make you a deal. So if Ezekiel Elliott goes eighth, then I'll take Davante Adams ninth. But if Davante Adams goes eighth, then I'll take Zeke ninth. I'm not going to take Barkley. I understand. Best ball format. He's a great pick because he's a boomer bust. You could win a league, but I'm not going to do it, Davis. I am still worried about an injury with him. I am not risk adverse, but with my first pick in the first round, I think I'm going to pass on Barkley.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's reasonable. I mean, I still like Barkley because he can be the guy, but if you just never drafted players who were already hurt in fantasy football, you'd come out ahead.
Sounds fair. Speaking of Davante,
forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey, Central Ohio. The nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisisCLE.com/podcast.
Adams, he's the subject of our Take 'Em or Leave 'Em. We'll incorporate some of the news that we heard today about him. And also a little bit later, as we discuss this Raz Bowl, you may be joining us and saying, what is it? What are you guys involved in? We'll have an explanation for you in just 15 minutes. Stay with us on the grid here on Fantasy Sports Today.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Training camp opened everywhere on Wednesday, and that'll be a big day for us here on Sports Grid. Then Thursday, we have the NBA draft. Friday, we have the Major League Baseball trade deadline. And then I take a breather until the fantasy football season begins. It's sort of the end of the line for me here on Friday. Once that baseball trade deadline, I can just focus on football. I know what the teams look like for the rest of the season. My fantasy teams, I know where I'm at. Just got to push toward the championship. So, Davis, we did get some news today, for probably the most pertinent fantasy news we've gotten in a while, with NFL Network reporting that the expectation is, I guess, that Aaron Rodgers is going to play this season. I feel like rumors are just going to just be so hot and heavy the next few days with the Packers. But that's going to be predominantly how we focus here on Davante Adams, because he's completely tied to the quarterback unless Rodgers is still traded and is traded for someone who can throw the ball. But let's go through his stats last year, which were incredible. 115 receptions, 1,374 receiving yards, 18 touchdowns on 149 targets. I think Adams may have missed a game too, if I'm not mistaken. So those numbers are just ridiculous. And he's essentially the first, second, or third wide receiver off the board in every fantasy draft. So you get to 15 in ADP, take him or leave him on Davante Adams.
Well, I'm definitely taking him at 15, but that's going to be over with now. You're not going to be able to get Davante Adams in the second round anymore. I think his average draft position is probably going to converge with Tyreek Hill. I actually think he'll probably end up going ahead of Stephon Diggs. I mean, especially if Aaron Rodgers shows up this week or next week to training camp. I mean, you can just put this in the history books. You can say, well, you should have been taking Davante Adams for the last 2 months in these best ball drafts because the getting is no longer good. I mean, what is there to say about Davante Adams? He will probably lead the NFL in target share, you know, total percentage of, you know, his team's targets. They go to him at the goal line all the time, you know, those little rub routes that they do from the 1 yard line, the 2 yard line, scores a bunch of touchdowns. I am taking Davante Adams, taking him over Austin Eckler, taking him over Nick Chubb. I think you could even create an argument to take him over Saquon Barkley now. I mean, look, if someone takes him at 104 in their draft, I'm not arguing with you because Davante Adams has got to be the favorite to score the most wide receiver points.
Yeah, and again, I have a possibility of getting here coming up in the draft that I'm in, and it just shows you how sometimes slow drafts are about timing, and this definitely would be the case if you believe that that is the case. I personally don't believe anything with Aaron Rodgers until I see it. This guy, I don't think Aaron Rodgers has sources. I think that he's his own guy, but I obviously would have to lean that way based on what we're hearing. Okay, let's go to another wide receiver. Once upon a time, Julio Jones, Davis, was a first-round pick in fantasy, late first, second-round pick, and he's now on the Tennessee Titans. He's going to have a new quarterback throwing to him. His ADP is approximately late third, early fourth, as he is 45th right now in terms of his average draft position. It was clearly his worst year as a pro. 51 receptions, 771 receiving yards, only 3 touchdowns, and only 68 targets as he missed a handful of games last season. So, David, this is the end of Julio Jones's career. I think that that is fair to say. It is very possible he has two good years left. I think that that's certainly plausible. But the question is, for fantasy this year, can you count on him as essentially, I mean, I would guess not your wide receiver one in most leagues, but without a doubt, if you're taking Julio Jones and you already have your wide receiver one, you're thinking, let me dominate wide receivers. I got my guy already in the first, second, or third round. Let me take Jones here and back it up.
So I have a very hard time with Julio Jones because obviously I love him. He has been one of the best wide receivers in fantasy for a long time, has led the NFL in receiving yards twice, went on a run from 2014 to 2019 where his worst season was 1,400 receiving yards. I mean, he is targeted. He has the crazy explosion games that win you weeks that I really want. But I definitely think for the first time since he was 25, he's not the best wide receiver on his team anymore. You know, you go back to when he was 25, he was playing with Roddy White, the kids don't know about Roddy White, but he was a really, really good NFL wide receiver. A.J. Brown is, to me, I think A.J. Brown is maybe even a better player than Julio was ever. Like, I think it's close, and obviously we don't have a very big sample size, but I don't think it is impossible that A.J. Brown next year is considered the best wide receiver in real football and in fantasy football, that he has a crazy season. I'm also a little bit concerned about the offensive volume situation in Tennessee. Arthur Smith left. He is now the head coach in Atlanta. Now, their new offensive coordinator was a guy who learned under Arthur Smith, so I don't anticipate things being that different. But they are a relatively low volume offense anyway. Like, there's definitely not enough volume for Derrick Henry to be worth the fourth overall pick, A.J. Brown to be a second round pick, and Julio Jones to be a third round pick. And you're being forced to take Julio over guys like Robert Woods. I love Robert Woods. And sometimes he even kind of goes in that Justin Jefferson, DK Metcalf, CeeDee Lamb, Amari Cooper range. So I like Julio, but I think I am leaving him more than I'm taking him.
Yeah, it makes sense. And again, having guys on the back end of their careers, five receivers all on the back end, four probably will hurt you and one will help. And I'm with you on Julio Jones here. Now, a fascinating case is Kareem Hunt of the Cleveland Browns, who is going in the fifth round, late fifth of a lot of people in fantasy. His ADP is 62 overall. Last season, the Browns were ground and pound and pretty much nothing else. 841 rushing yards, 38 receptions, 304 receiving yards, but 11 touchdowns for Kareem Hunt last season. And Hunt is such a strange case, Davis, because he's a rare running back that when his tandem guy got hurt was not as good. Like, I mean, Nick Chubb got hurt and Kareem Hunt wasn't really that great without him. I mean, that is bizarre to me that's what went down. Then, of course, Chubb came back. Hunt was good again. So this season, you're really paying a premium, I think, for Kareem Hunt under the assumption that he puts up these numbers again that he did last year. Is he going to?
Yeah, I don't know if I've taken Kareem Hunt at his average draft position once, because you are forced to take him over much better wide receivers. And this is what we talk about when we talk about the running back dead zone, as we talk about guys like Kareem Hunt, who you are forecasting your hopes and dreams on. Like, oh, he's going to score a bunch of touchdowns. Oh, Nick Chubb will get hurt and he'll be a top five running back in fantasy, which, you know, didn't really happen last season. Like, I think I like Claypool more. I like Sutton more. I like Judy more. I even like Deebo Samuel a little bit more. So I think I am out. I am leaving him.
Yeah, I mean, Joe Pizzapia and I did the show last year, and Joe was very big on Kareem Hunt. We would, like, you know, I would knock him a little bit back and forth, but it was that moment that Chubb got hurt that I remember sitting here thinking, Davis, like, wow, now anybody with Hunt is going to win a league, and it didn't happen. So I know Hunt was the guy in Kansas City for many years. Maybe it is just the game plan. Maybe it's what Cleveland does, but I think, to me, I'm probably going to double down on not taking him again this year. I think that I'm with you there on his ADP of 62 right now in the NFFC. All right. Well, coming up next, it is time for us to describe what we have been talking to you about the entire show, which is the Razz Bowl. Those of you who watch every day, you see or listen every day, you see Gray Albright come on the show. Of course, he runs the Razz Bowl website, but over the last few years, they've done quite a bit more football. You normally they do baseball, but they are just as much into football as well. And so a lot of their fun writers and broadcasters are taking in these leagues, and Donkey Teeth, that's his name, is one of them. And coming up next, he's going to describe exactly what the Razz Bowl is, the format, who is in it, how many players you need to take, and the scoring system as well. So stay tuned to that. He'll also give you a couple of his favorite players in the upcoming fantasy football draft season right here on Fantasy Sports Today. Then we'll be back with Fantasy Reality and the Sports Grid 60. So stay on the grid. We'll be right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips.
Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey, Central Ohio. The nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisiscle.com/podcast.
24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Well, the fantasy football season is really underway for a lot of people, and even for ourselves here on Fantasy Sports Today, as Davis Maddock and Brett Levy and myself are all in the Razz Bowl, which is starting today. We're making our picks. We're all excited, and we're even more excited to have the great Donkey Teeth in from RazzBowl.com to talk all about the 2021 Razz Bowl. Donkey Teeth, thanks for coming on the show.
Hey, thanks for having me on, Craig. I don't know if anybody's ever called me the great Donkey Teeth before, but I'll take what I can get.
Yeah, we love all the work that you guys do at Razz Bowl. None of you guys take things too seriously, but we are taking the Razz Bowl seriously. But there are a lot of people who are listening, who are watching, and are like, what is the Razz Bowl? So if you wouldn't mind, I know that you are the brains behind that operation. If you wouldn't mind giving us an explanation, what is the Razz Bowl in 2021?
Yeah, so Craig, you know, every time I explain the Razz Bowl rules, I feel a little bit dumber because they're so it's so unique compared to your normal league. So we wanted to create this league and make it exclusive. We wanted as many of the big names in the industry like yourself to be willing to participate. And to do that, you know, we felt that making it a best ball scoring where you didn't have to, you know, really manage your weekly lineups and make all these decisions and make pickups and stuff all the time would make analysts a little more willing to join. So it's a best ball format. It's a large overall competition. We got 21 leagues all competing with each other. They're leagues of 12. It's PPR leagues, one quarterback leagues, best ball contest. But there's a wrinkle to it that we added because we wanted it to be a little different. We wanted to make it our own. So the wrinkle is it's actually better ball. And each team gets $10 of FAB, free agent acquisition budget, for the season, minimum $1 bids. So you are able to cycle out some of those dead spots that you might end up with in best ball leagues that just kind of kill your chances if you end up with too many injuries. Sure. And it adds this this wrinkle of strategy of, you know, do you want to use that $10 on the week one guy that pops like a James Robinson last year? Or do you want to slow play it and do $1 bids and make sure you can fill your roster spots as the season goes on? And then another wrinkle here, Craig, is it's a best ball competition for the first 9 weeks. You don't have to worry about setting your lineups. After 9 weeks, then half of the contest is eliminated and the other half moves on to the playoffs and you set your lineup. So again, I feel stupid with all of these crazy rules that we've got, but it really is a blast once you understand them. And it's unlike any other league out there.
Yeah, for sure. And listen, it's Razzball putting it on, so it's got to be wacky. It's got to be crazy. I mean, we wouldn't have it other way, that is for sure. And throughout this week on the show, Davis and myself and Brett, we're going to go through all of our picks. We're all in the same league together, so I thank you for doing that and making sure that we're all together and participating against it. And I did see, like, in terms of friends and people who are in the community and industry, it's great to see everybody in this as well. So, you know, like, let's just kind of dive into it here a little bit. Early on in the fantasy football, I mean, how many drafts have you done? What are you seeing? What are the sort of trends that you think are important to follow? Because by the end of this week, we got basically, 25 teams reporting for NFL training camp. So this is a big week ahead for us.
Yeah, you know, we did the Scott Fishbowl. That kind of kicks off the fantasy season. I did some real early season and best ball drafts. Underdog Fantasy is actually somebody that sponsors our podcast over there, and they've got best ball leagues that I like to jump in on those. And so I've done a handful. I haven't dove all the way in. I'm working on my rankings right now. But so, you know, running backs are going off the board faster than ever this year. The first round full of running backs, and then you've got Travis Kelce and Tyreek Hill. I guess one of the themes that you see is tight ends are going a little bit higher than you'd normally see for Kelce going in the first round. You've got Darren Waller going off the board in the second round typically. I think that there's been a shift in the fantasy community valuing tight ends more. It's always been kind of a fade quarterback and tight end in your home leagues, those one position players where you only need one of them because you can find a guy later in the draft. But I think in recent years, people have realized that, man, having Travis Kelce in your lineup during the fantasy playoffs is just a huge advantage compared to, you know, somebody that's running out there with Mike Gesicki or something like that.
Yeah, and I would say that, I mean, that's always been an advantage through the years at tight end. If you have a great tight end and the other player does not, especially in a head-to-head league, boy, I mean, that's a huge advantage that you just can't find anywhere else, that's for sure. And by the way, Razzball, I know that people may be surprised because we talk Donkey Teeth so much with Gray about baseball all season long that people may be surprised that Razzball even does football because of just how much baseball discussion. And I'm wondering, I know that you said that you've really dove in the last couple of years, but the push toward fantasy football is like no other. And this time of the year, as we get into the end of July and August, I feel like everyone is sort of moving away from baseball and moving into football. It makes me a little bit sad, but I understand the infatuation with it.
Yeah, you know, it's an interesting fantasy cycle for sure. And I'm a big fantasy baseball player too, and that was my first love. But I always had an issue with the fantasy cycle where, like, you hit that all-star break with baseball season, and it's like it almost like breaks up your momentum on the baseball season, and it becomes hard for me to get back into it. And then you got football coming right away, so it was always like the dog days right there after the all-star break. But yeah, you mentioned Razzball being a baseball site. It for sure. Gray started it as a fantasy baseball site. We've done football for, you know, 8 years now, but it's never really taken off. And part of that is, you know, our site, everything funnels towards baseball. We're actually redesigning that. I'm very excited for the site redesign we've got coming up very soon to make football a little more prominent. But that was, you know, a big part of the reason that we started Razzball was to just get awareness out there that Razzball does do football, and you know, we want to be part of the fantasy football community. And you know, I didn't even mention, Craig, Razzball, 25% of the participants are fan participants. So,
awesome. You know,
yeah, there's 252 participants, and 60 some of those are fans. And actually, there's a qualifier, Craig. Anybody can get in the Razzball qualifier and try to win a spot into next year's Razzball if you get a top 10 spot. So you can Google Razzball sign up and sign up for that, or follow me out on Twitter at DonkeyTeeth87 and get into the Razzball qualifier too. Just a quick sticker for that.
Yeah, like that. And love the idea of getting just, you know, people involved in it as well. All right. So in the limited drafts that you've done and going into this week's Razzball for you, give me a name or two that you know that when it's all said and done, you can come back on the show in 2 weeks and say, Craig, I told you that I was going to get this guy on my team this year, and I was right. Give me one or two guys like that.
You know, I'm all in on Jalen Hurts. He's a pretty polarizing player right now. I don't want to say 100% I'm going to get him in Razzball, because it is a 6-point passing touchdown format. And I think Patrick Mahomes has a ton of value for the reasons that we talked about with Kelsey. Once you get to the playoffs in Razzball, you have to set the line, and just having a guy like Mahomes, who, you know, he's going to throw a ton of touchdowns, and those 6-point passing touchdowns add up. So if he falls to me where I'm at in the draft, I could take Mahomes and potentially pass on Jalen Hurts. But I love Jalen Hurts this year. In most other leagues, he's going to be my number one quarterback target. I think that he's got that Lamar Jackson type upside that we saw in 2019. He's got the wheels. He's just got the it factor. And it's one of those things that it's hard to quantify in terms of statistics and stuff like that. But he looks like a great leader to me out there on the field. I think he's got that team, and he's going to take them in the right direction. And he's really going to shock some people with how high he finishes in fantasy rankings this year.
Yeah, well, my co-host, no doubt, Davis Maddock, very happy, smiling, hearing that, because he's very much in on Jalen Hurts. And, you know, it's funny, you know, we sometimes on the show, Donkey, we talk sports cards. And Jalen Hurts is somebody that I'm waiting to get those cards back, by the way. But he is somebody that I believe in as well, because of the fact of how well he played, of course, at Alabama. And you know, I still think that there is a ceiling that we haven't seen for him as well. No doubt about that. Okay, so before we go here, it starts today, correct? The Razzball Monday, it starts today. And what do we do when people are taking a long time? What's the etiquette here? Do we just let it go? We don't say anything? Do you poke the bear? What do you do?
Yeah, you get on social media and throw up a huge fuss about it. No. I mean, I think we've got 4 hours to make our picks, and the clock freezes overnight. And I think, you know, you're courteous and let people know when they're on the clock, but don't push them. And, you know, I think it goes both ways. Don't get upset when somebody is letting you know, giving you a heads up that you're on the clock. And don't, you know, people have things going on. We've got, not everybody is like me and sitting here looking at fantasy football 24 hours a day. You know, I get that. So, you know, hopefully people make their picks. We have had issues in the past where some people timed out like multiple times in the first couple rounds, and we had to replace them. So that's, you know, that's unfortunate. But yeah, I think just a common courtesy, you know, like you'd treat a person, your neighbor, you know?
I like it. I like the idea. Donkey Teeth joining us here on Fantasy Sports Today of the great website Razzball. And this is the Razzball starting today. Thanks again for coming on the show. But we'll have you on throughout the season. We'll talk more fantasy football. Appreciate you coming on.
Absolutely. Thanks so much, Craig.
All right. Follow the great Donkey Teeth at DonkeyTeeth87. And that picture will not be the one that's actually him. You just saw him in real life. Go to Razzball.com.
Want to try a free sample?
Oh, yeah, I do. Wait, time to consult the online experts.
You only eat after you're walking 10,000 steps.
Stop it.
They don't know your body. Only you do. Signos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. Get $10 off select plans at Signos.com. Signos.com with code SPARK. Signos.
Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey, Central Ohio. The nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.
Up for the subscription, of course, Daily Roto with my buddy Davis Maddock. Between the two of them, you got yourself covered. All right, more fantasy sports today, more fantasy football talk coming, fantasy reality as well. So stay on the grid. We'll be right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, welcome back on tomorrow's show. Davis and I are going to go through the first two rounds of our picks in the first league that he and I are doing together this season. Also, our producer, Brett Levy, is involved as well, no doubt. And Davis, as promised, I had the ninth pick overall in the Raz Bowl in the first round. And I went with your judgment here on this one, with Davante Adams off the board. So naturally, had this guy picked faster, he probably wouldn't have taken Davante Adams, but he took an hour and a half, which is well within his right. I'm not complaining. In the four-hour draft, he went online. He saw that maybe Rodgers is back. He snatched up Davante Adams, which left me. And as I mentioned, I was not going to take Saquon Barkley, but I did take Ezekiel Elliott, who I had last year and wanted to throw things at the entire season. But I did go ahead and pull the trigger, as I promised. So he's on my team.
There you go. You got a great value at ADP there. You know, by the end of the summer, Ezekiel Elliott's going to be going third overall in every draft. He looks great. And, I mean, the reason you wanted to tear your hair out was Dak Prescott got hurt. If Dak didn't get hurt, Zeke would have caught his 60 passes, scored his 15 touchdowns, and did his whole thing. So we're just hoping for a happy, healthy, and safe season for Dak Prescott.
All right. I'll have two fingers crossed on that one. And, Brett, you got Tyreek Hill on your team, so you're off to a good start as well.
Yeah, I probably got hurt too by the timing, right? Maybe Davante Adams would have been on my team. But that's okay, Craig. We're talking about the defensive side of the ball and fantasy or reality because perennial all-pro linebacker Chandler Jones has requested a trade from the Arizona Cardinals. It's being reported that he has no guaranteed money left on his contract, so everything is kind of you got to play to earn it. And Chandler Jones is not a big fan of that, wants to be moved. So, Craig, we got to ask. Davis, we'll start with you for this one. Chandler Jones will be moved before week one. Davis, is this a fantasy or reality?
Well, my initial response to any time someone wants to be traded in professional football is to say that it is a fantasy, that it is unlikely to happen because of the way contracts work in the NFL. Teams do not want to absorb dead money. Also, something that is true in the NFL that is not true in baseball or the NBA is that some contracts have language written in that part of a contract cannot be traded, and that the dead money sticks with the old team. So whether they are cut or whether they are traded, the player counts against the cap. We've seen this happen with lots of guys in the past. As far as Chandler Jones' specific contract goes, he has a $20 million cap hit this season. However, he is an unrestricted free agent after the season, so any dead money would not count against the Cardinals moving forward, making it more likely. But I just think you're looking at a 31-year-old edge rusher who's making $20 million, is going to count $20 million against your cap. What's the market for someone like that? I got to feel like the market is bad at best. Like, I feel like no one wants to pay Chandler Jones $20 million this year, so I'm going with fantasy. He will not be moved by week one.
I will agree. I would also say, if I'm not wrong here, that he went through this once already with the New England Patriots, and the Patriots are just that team that doesn't have it, and if they hear a guy doesn't want in, they get you out. Arizona's not going to operate under the same deal, and on top of it, the Cardinals are playing in a win-now season where they need Chandler Jones, so he doesn't fit on another team. They kind of need him on his team. I see no path to this being resolved, and I think that he's probably on the team for the season. Now, here's the other part of this. They get to week six, week seven. We have seen defensive players traded at the NFL trading deadline, and if the Cardinals aren't very good, and if things go south with Kingsbury's offense, and they're sitting at 2-5 or whatever the case may be, at that point, very realistic to think that in the final year of a deal, Jones could get traded. But this guy's already had his issues, clearly, with New England the first time around when they moved him. There was no reason for the Patriots to move him the first time they did. They obviously saw something there that was off. So I will agree with Davis, and I will say fantasy. He is on the team week one.
All right. Well, sticking with the trade rumors, we turn to the NBA. Teams are reportedly, you know, reaching out to the Wizards to see about Bradley Beal. Bradley Beal's deciding what he wants to do as well. So we got to ask, Craig, we'll start with you for this one. Bradley Beal will be traded to the Warriors. Craig, is this a fantasy or reality?
Really interesting one for me, because you usually don't hear players in the NBA rumored to be traded for 2 years without something actually happening. On top of it, Washington, with Beal toward the end of the season, made a nice run and kind of got themselves back into the playoff picture. And of course, we're hearing trades about Westbrook too. This is a really tough call for Washington, because I don't think, Davis, they can trade Beal without trading Westbrook. I think it's kind of like either we're done, or we're going to keep these two guys and we're going to build around them. And I'm not really sure which way it's going to go. I'm going to say reality on this one. I'm going to say Beal is dealt. It may not end up being Golden State, but we're asking the question about it being the Warriors. And since I do believe he's going to get traded, I think that Golden State doesn't want to roll out with Wiggins again, and they'd rather have a much better score, which, of course, Beal is. And some of my reasoning is honestly narrative. If you go back and look at the history of the NBA, how many guys are talked about being traded for 2 years, for 3 years, and then just nothing happens? Eventually it does happen, and in this case, I do think it will happen for Beal. But you probably could speak to it better than me in terms of the fit with the Warriors, but I'll just say reality for this.
Yeah, I mean, it would be a good fit. Bradley Beal doesn't need the ball. He is an elite three-point shooter. He plays good defense. He can play shooting guard, or he can play small forward. So he will be, I think, a good fit next to Klay Thompson, where it doesn't matter if Klay is healthy or if he isn't, or if Klay loses a step. You know, Beal is there to take that secondary scoring load and can also draw the more, you know, the tougher defensive assignments if Klay's knee is not 100% good to go. The thing is, Beal, we've heard these trade rumors forever, but Beal himself has always been like, look, man, I'm staying here. Like, I'm ready to stay. Like, you know, we had a couple great press conference moments with him last year where the reporters would ask him about a trade and he'd be like, look, I'm here with my teammates. I'm ready to go. Right. I think I would like to see Bradley Beal traded. You know, I would love to see Bradley Beal playing in a conference finals, playing in an NBA finals. I was thinking, you know, where is a situation in a contract that would line up? And to me, Bradley Beal is a much better player than Chris Middleton. And I know the Milwaukee Bucks just won the NBA championship, so they're not looking to shake things up. But a Middleton for Beal with a pick type swap makes some sense. The issue with the Warriors trade is they don't have the money to make it work without the without it would have to be James Wiseman plus a first round pick plus Andrew Wiggins's money. And then you're looking at the Warriors roster like, well, they just don't have enough guys. They would not have an 8-man rotation if they traded Wiggins and Wiseman and a first round pick. So I think this is probably a fantasy to the Warriors. And I will say I'm going to agree with you, Craig. It is a reality. He gets traded. I do think he does probably get traded this offseason.
Well, here in South Florida, Davis, they've been asking for Beal now for at least a year, if not two. And I don't know how they match up. Maybe Dragic. I'm not sure. But anyway, we see it sort of the same way. A little bit different, though, Brett. How about you before we get to the third one? What do you think on that one?
I don't know if he'll go to the Warriors. It'll kind of determine what he determines over the next few weeks if he gets traded. But, yeah, I would expect to see Bradley Beal on a new team by the trade deadline. Our next question is going to be about a little prank war going on in L.A. between Kevin Hart and Nick Cannon. I didn't know about this, so I'll fill you guys in and then ask you. Nick Cannon got Kevin Hart a llama for his birthday. Apparently, Kevin Hart, not too big of a fan of that, so he took out a billboard with the photo of him and the llama saying, for fatherhood advice, call Nick Cannon. Hey, guys, here is Nick Cannon's phone number. So we got to ask, Davis, we'll start with you for this one. Kevin Hart went too far posting Nick Cannon's cell phone number. Is this a fantasy or reality?
I feel like for celebrities, this is the ultimate nuclear option. Like, I feel like of all the things you could do, you know, post embarrassing pictures, set up, you know, pranks with like a TV crew for a TV show, you know, setting something up for a late night show, right? I feel like we always end up talking about late night shows here and fantasy or reality, but I feel like that's where a lot of like celebrity pranks like end up getting broadcasted. But I do feel like the true nuclear option, if you are an actual famous person who millions of people know about and care about, it is posting someone's cell phone number. Now, a lot of these people probably do have multiple cell phone numbers, but also anyone who's ever had to get a new cell phone number knows how gigantic of a hassle it is, right? You got to get the contacts, you got to text everyone, oh, you know, this is my new contact information. Like, I cannot imagine anything more annoying than being someone who like has a cell phone number that's obviously super important to their day-to-day business, like probably all of their marketing stuff, all of their, when they need to talk to their accountant, when they need to talk to their agent, like probably all of that stuff is happening via cell phone number. So I gotta say, I think Kevin Hart did probably go too far because I cannot imagine how annoying this has been for Nick Cannon. He's got to shut off his phone. He's got to like email his personal assistant and have them set it up with Sprint or whatever and get it all figured out. So I think this is too far.
Have you ever, Davis, have you ever had a different cell phone number or have you had the same one for as long as you've had a cell phone?
I have literally had the same cell phone number for as long as I've had a cell phone because it's so freaking, like, I cannot imagine how annoying it would be to have to get a new number and tell everyone.
Yeah, and that's why this is a reality. I've had the same one too. And listen, this, I think that you gave it the best term. This is nuclear, man. Like, you do this, and hopefully for Nick Cannon, this is not his main cell phone number because there's no question that he's got more than one. That is for sure. But the other part of this too, all of your credit cards, all of your banking information, like anytime you need verification, where does it go? It goes to your cell phone, right? Like in a lot of cases. And you have to, like for me, I found that out the hard way a couple of years ago. And now I have everything like 8-factor authenticated in order to get to my stuff. But I mean, Nick Cannon has got like, I would guess millions and millions of dollars. So yeah, I think that this was one. The llama was pretty ruthless, I will say, but he just basically ruined every account that's on that personal cell phone number. So maybe we will find out one day if that was his main one or his burner or someone else. But given the nature of the story, by the way, too, I would guess that may be a burner. Who knows? But anyway, that's our fantasy reality for the day. We got the Sports Grid 60 coming up next right here on FST. Don't forget Scott Farrell coming your way, 4:00 Eastern, as well as in-game live, all the baseball games covered for you throughout the day. And we'll be right back here on the show tomorrow. We'll get closer to the NBA draft. We'll also play a game of traded or not traded in Major League Baseball. Those of you who are playing fantasy baseball and getting ready to wonder, am I going to lose this guy? Do I have a closer? And now he's not going to be a closer. Davis and I will play that game tomorrow. We'll go through some of the big names in baseball, and I'll give you my opinion on whether or not I think they'll be traded as well. We'll be back to wrap it up next. Don't go away.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey, Central Ohio. The nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shaped the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisiscle.com/podcast.
Sports wagering, real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Cunningham, will it be Moses Moody? Later in the week, we will preview the NBA draft. We'll hear from both participants who will go to Detroit, who will go to Houston. Stay on the grid. Davis and I and Brett Levy breaking that down. For now, let's end the show today with the Sports Grid 60. And Davis leads us off today. Davis, what do you got?
So I have a response to this Aaron Rodgers thing. And what we're seeing right now, fantasy football drafts right now, is Davante Adams is going to start going up in the first round. Aaron Rodgers is going to go, much earlier in the eighth round or so. And what I always see is people respond after the news. And they have a hard time drafting. He's like, if only I would have known, I would have drafted more Davante Adams when he was there in the second round. Oh, if I would have known, I would have drafted more Aaron Rodgers in the 10th round. And like, that's the point. You don't know. And I always see this after news, like something like this breaks, do it beforehand. Do it beforehand, right? So, like, Deshaun Watson, what if a week from now you and I are doing the show and, like, oh, Watson is back. He was going in the 18th round of drafts. Now he's going in the 6th round. Start taking some Deshaun Watson right now. Like, start responding to potential outcomes of news before it happens. That is my sports grid 60 for the day.
Yeah, I love how Davis talks to people who are doing 50 fantasy football drafts when I'm doing one, maybe. But anyway, I get it. Okay, so I want to end on this. Gardner Minshew, who's still in Jacksonville, said over the weekend that he hasn't taken a you-know-what in 2 weeks because he's not number two. I think you understand what I'm coming from. Let me tell you something about Gardner Minshew. He's not going to win the job. And Trevor Lawrence is going to be the quarterback in Jacksonville for the next decade. But if you asked me, give me a quarterback in the NFL that's not a starter that is going to spend another 10 years in the NFL playing, it is going to be Gardner Minshew. Gardner Minshew is going to move around this league like Ryan Fitzpatrick and play forever because he can kind of still play. He's kind of good, just not good enough to beat out Trevor Lawrence. And does any quarterback have a better personality than Gardner Minshew? Really like that guy. That'll do it for our show today. Thanks to James at LTN, Spencer, for Brett, Danny, and Ryan, and my co-host Davis Maddock. I'm Craig Mish. We will see you tomorrow here on Sports Grid at noon.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey, Central Ohio. The nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisisCLE.com/podcast.